All right, the Giants are home on Memorial Day. They take on the Halos today. Dylan Bundy and Johnny Cueto. We go to the booth and bring in the birthday boy, David B. Fleming. David, happy birthday.
Thank you, Marty. I don't know how you knew that, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Come on, it's all over Twitter.
Is it? Well, see, I'm not on Twitter anymore, so I'm just blissfully ignorant on my birthday. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it.
Ah, come on. Happy birthday. It's a big day, and it made me think you were born in the mid-70s. You didn't really get to see the big red machine, huh?
I didn't. That was, you know, right as I was – they were petering out right as I was becoming a baseball fan. And it's too bad because I would have loved to have watched that team. I mean, that is definitely the team of not just that era, but really even to this day – when teams are powerhouse teams and really great teams, that's kind of the team that everyone's measured against, it still seems. And so I am sorry I didn't get to see that team. I do. My son has a tradition where every year for my birthday, he picks a player who wore the number that it's my birthday.
Okay.
And so last year was my Willie McCovey birthday, and this morning he told me it's my Bob Gibson birthday.
Wow. All right.
So that's a cool one. Like Bob Gibson. What a great birthday that is.
Are you kidding? 1.12 and maybe Jacob DeGrom next year. Who knows?
I'm going to go punch somebody in the face in honor of Bob today. No, just kidding. Bob was a wonderful man, just very competitive on the mound.
If you were the third baseman, you didn't come in and give advice.
Correct. That's right. Yeah, yeah, go get him. Let's throw strikes now. No, nothing like that.
No, no. In fact, Tim McCarver, I think, was the only one who could come out there, and he eventually said, look, the only thing you know about pitching is you can't hit it.
Yeah.
You know?
So Tim sort of slinked back behind the plate and said, okay, go get him, big boy.
Beautiful part of baseball.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. It's the one-third mark, David. And, you know, as I said, as I ended the last segment, the analytics, the numbers of chase rates and walks and blah, 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 they're fabulous, and they explain where this team is.
This team has done a really good job of their game plan going into the year, which was control the strike zone on both sides. As a hitter, don't chase. As a pitcher, don't give gifts. And, you know, especially the starting pitchers. Now, the bullpen's kind of been another story, and the Giants really, really have to work on that. Like, they need to be better in the bullpen because, look, through all the good stuff that's happened to this Giants team, and there's been a lot of really good stuff, they're still playing close games. They're still not going to, you know, they're not going to be blowing everybody out. And so the bullpen needs to tighten up. Yesterday we saw it again. As soon as Gausman left the game, the whole thing changed. And so that, you know, that's kind of the one thing that has been an issue here consistently through the first couple months of the year. Otherwise, you'd be hard-pressed to be disappointed in just about any aspect. Even with injuries and even with a couple guys having slow starts, it's been a really good year so far.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, I said, what's the biggest surprise for me? And I think it's Longoria. And not that he didn't have it in him, but what he's accomplished, the hard hit ball rate, the shots to right center field, the playing Pepper with Pujols for about 2 weeks now at third base, and he catches everything. I think Longoria is the guy for me.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. I mean, not that I think all of us thought he was very capable. And last year, even there were a lot of underlying numbers that said, hey, you know, he should have been better. He was better than his numbers indicated. So maybe we should have been a little more predictive of what was going to happen. But I agree with you. He's been a great piece and a huge part of this early season success. And look, he needs to be, you know, maybe not fully on the Buster Posey plan. But one reason why is the Giants have had a nice game plan with him and keeping him fresh and rested. And so when they do that, he's a better player, clearly. And, you know, it's different being a catcher, but it's also when you're 34, 35 years old playing baseball every single day. I hope the Giants have the bodies to stay disciplined with that because, to me, it pays huge dividends.
Well, we've got a few months ahead of us. There's a long way to go.
Correct.
But yeah, a long way to go, and the beauty of baseball is it's a marathon. You know, I hate to say it, take a drink, it's a Marty Leary drinking game, but it's a marathon, and we know it. But Woe pointed this out yesterday as we wrap up the first segment. You know, Longoria's got to run back and forth across the field 50 times a game, you know, with the shift, and that takes something out of him, but he's doing that.
You know, it sounds crazy, but that's true. I mean, it's all the time, you know, over and over again. And, you know, that sounds sort of funny to think that would take a toll. But that's baseball. When you're playing that this many games and doing something just over and over again, you're right, it does take a little bit of a toll. And then in the old days, that never used to happen. This is modern baseball for you.
He's having a good year. All right, really we'll come back with Dave. We'll talk a little pitching right after this. Dave, what do you think of this matchup today? Dylan Bundy, the numbers are not pretty, and Cueto is still kind of working his way back. Not really Cueto yet.
Yeah, he hasn't been. That's been a little bit of a surprise to me, just because how good Johnny was early in the year. And the Giants could use that, you know, even if it's not the totally dominant Cueto that we saw early. Just, you know, consistent, solid. The Giants would take that for sure. Dylan Bundy, that big breaking ball that he has, when it's on, he's really tough. If the Giants can either lay off it or, you know, get a few hangers and be ready for him, then he's a totally different pitcher, because that's the pitch that sort of drives his success as far as I'm concerned. And so we'll see. Dylan Bundy also a switch-hitting pitcher, which I always laugh. You know, these guys who are in the American League and never get to hit. And now he's a switch hitter when he comes to a National League ballpark. And that's another thing about this series. I mean, it seems like Otani's not going to play in this series. He's going to come off the bench for a pinch hit at bat. And so that means if you can, you know, if you're ahead in these games and kind of limit him to a spot where he can't win the game himself, I mean, that's a huge advantage for the Giants. If he can't play the outfield, apparently, he just hasn't done it enough. They don't feel comfortable running him out there. And with no DH, he's on the bench for these two games.
What do you think of Joe Maddon?
I like Joe Maddon. Joe Maddon's been a really good manager for a long time. Joe was at the absolute forefront of kind of the, you know, the revolution of changing the game, but not just in a front office, but bringing those ideas from a front office down to the field. And probably nobody did it better when he was in Tampa Bay than he did. You know, Joe ended up having probably a shorter time at Wrigley than I would ever have imagined, because he won a freaking World Series with the Cubs. I would have thought that bought him a lot more time than it did.
Drinks, that's it.
You know, and apparently it was, I guess, time for everybody to move on. So I wish Joe a lot of success. I've always enjoyed talking to him. He's extremely generous when I would go in for an ESPN game to the office at Wrigley especially. I mean, we could sit there for a long time and talk baseball and new rules and what he thinks about the game. And he's always full of opinions and a very interesting guy.
Yeah, I like him a lot. You know, I asked Susan Slusser the question. I've been thinking about it as we, you know, hit the one-third mark, MVP for the Giants. Where do you go with it?
I go Posey.
Really?
And I think Buster has been so impactful on both sides of the ball. You know, obviously the hitting numbers are there for everybody to see, but just having him help this pitching staff, you know, I don't think it's a total coincidence that that Buster's back and the pitching has taken this gigantic leap forward from last year to this. You know, some of the new guys deserve some credit for that, but I think having Buster back there has been a big factor. So, you know, Kevin Gausman certainly has an argument for it. Brandon Crawford's been great, Longoria. But if you ask me, one guy MVP of this team so far, at that position, what he's done, I take Buster.
Yeah, it's the one guy you can't lose. But on the other hand, I chose Crawford. I just think he's been out there every day, and that's, boy, the shortstop is the quarterback on the field.
It's true, and the Giants don't have a lot of depth there either. So for, you know, the Giants to lose him would be a huge blow. I think both those guys are actually in the same sort of boat where, you know, if one of those two goes down for a long period of time, Giants could survive a couple weeks without either one of them, but for a long period of time, the Giants would be in trouble.
Well, enjoy your birthday. Anything special?
Well, a ball game, hopefully a Giants win. It's an absolutely beautiful day. There are lots of fans here in the ballpark. Everybody appears to be poised to have a good time, and I rode my bike to the ballpark today just to be outside, so think of me when I'm riding uphill into the wind going home. That's probably not the best birthday gift I've ever given myself, but anyway, it's a beautiful day, and I'm happy to chat with you, Marty.
Oh, a pleasure. Always good to talk to you. David, have a happy birthday,
okay.
And I'll talk to you next week.
My Bob Gibson year is here.
I got to find out who number 46 is.
I know. We're going to have to dig a little deeper for that one, probably.
Okay. All right. Have a good day.
Thanks, Marty.
All right. Coming up next is This Day in Giants History.